Module 7, Articulation. Articulation builds upon the mastery found in precision. In this stage, the students have the opportunity to increase their creativity and blend the different skills that they have learned. Successful mastery is shown in the behavior and activities that the students demonstrate both inside the classroom and outside the classroom. Behavior. Once students understand and develop precision, the next step is to develop the ability to integrate different skill sets. Their behavior will show the ability to adapt their knowledge in a way that is not typical. Their behavior should be independent and based on the skills that they have already learned. For example, a person who takes and alters a photo to change the color, shading, etc., would be an incident of demonstrating articulation. Actions. Actions at the articulation level display expertise. They also show creativity and the ability to blend their skills into new, unique activities. Actions that demonstrate articulation include coordinating actions, balancing actions, acting with consistency, creating a series of steps, acting independently. The list of actions is just the beginning, and they make a good starting point. The keywords and learning outcomes should closely align with the actions of the articulation stage. When you are familiar with example words, you will expand your understanding of articulations and better identify the actions. Examples. Example words or keywords are terms exploring how students demonstrate mastery of articulation in the psychomotor domain. These keywords are part of teacher objectives and learning domains to assist teachers in evaluating and assessing performance. At this stage, the students should show more creative independence. These keywords are just a few examples. When developing keywords, remember to make sure to begin with action verbs. Examples of keywords include customize, alter, create, modify, adapt, improve, combine, change. Implementation. At the articulation stage, it is still important to give students the opportunity to practice their new skills without guidance. Without the opportunity to work alone, it is not possible to develop articulation skills. For example, asking students to complete a creative project on their own shows articulation. The important thing to remember at this stage is giving students the opportunities to grow and develop their existing skills in creative new ways. Case study. William was teaching his film class with Leslie. William focused on teaching camera techniques and Leslie taught the computer aspects of the process. The students did well in the separate portions of the class, but they were not very good at working with both of the skills at the same time. Leslie and William always guided them carefully through the integration process. Their creativity was not self-directed. They discussed the problem and realized that the students had been given no chance to express their own creativity because they were always guiding the students in their activities. After providing time to work alone, the students began to demonstrate greater abilities and self-expression.